Do you want to make the best Minecraft screenshots you have ever seen? Well, let me show you how to get chunkin'.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is Twit. Video and audio bandwidth provided by Cachefly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I am your host, Chad Johnson. Last week, I showed off some screenshots that I made using a rendering tool called Chunky. Chunky uses a method of rendering called path tracing. Basically, it samples a pixel and looks for light in a random direction to figure out how the pixel should look. Now, just because it has sampled a pixel once does not mean that it will look good. It needs to do this over and over. The amount of samples that Chunky will perform per pixel is described as SPP, or samples per pixel. How long Chunky will take to render and how good the image will look is determined by how many SPP you finish. Please note that getting renders is in no way a fast process. You need to get through thousands of samples to make a good-looking image. Getting a great screenshot can take hours. Also, some light generators in Chunky are easy for Chunky to render, like daylight. Others, like torches, need to be rendered for a long time for the image to look good. Otherwise, it'll just be really, really grainy. To show this off, here are two renders, both at SPP set to 250. One is in daylight, and the other is in a sealed-off wool room with a single torch. Now that you know a little bit about how the back end of Chunky works, let's make a scene together and I can show you some of the options. The first thing you are going to do is select a world that you would like to render. This list is from the single-player worlds on your computer. You cannot render multiplayer worlds. Once you have it loaded, you will select the chunks you want to include in the scene. You need to make a scene before you can actually start the rendering process. Let's hold down Shift and grab a whole bunch of chunks. Now, there are a few other options on the side window before we move on. Like, if you would like to load a texture pack, you would do it from here. Also, if you're having a hard time navigating through the overhead map, go here and you can set your zoom. Or if you would like to render a scene in a different dimension, like the Nether or the End, you can choose it here. Now, let's go through the 3D render tab and create a new scene. There are two ways to make sure that you don't accidentally overwrite your files, and the first is to rename a new scene every single time. Let's do that now. You can also rename the individual render now that we have these two new windows. We have the render control window, which is right here, and the render preview window. Let's move across the tabs on the top of the control window. First is the general tab. This is where you will save the progress of your render so that you can exit out of the window without needing to start all the way over. Also, here is the scene directory, which is where your images will be saved. You can also reload chunks if you need to add more chunks to your render. Now, right here is where you set your canvas size. By default, it's pretty small, so let's make it something reasonable like 1280 by 720. And let's make that the default. Now you have a few options to customize your scene a little more. The only thing I'm going to get into here is the save and dump once every 100th frame. I'm choosing 100 because I'm not going to be doing a lot of SPP renders. Now let's move on to the lighting tab. Here's where you will mess around with your lighting. Like I said before, these emitters, which are torches and redstone lamps, things like that, take a long time to render correctly than the sunlight emitter. You have options to change the altitude and where the sun is positioned in the sky with these sliders. You even can change the sun color. Now, let's just keep that to default. Next is the sky tab. Here's where you can load and unload sky maps. A sky map is an image that can replace the default sky color. You can download a few sample sky maps from the Chunky Wiki. They have a few links and some great resources. Next, you can change the ground color and mirror the sky horizon. We're going to leave those just as they are. Next, we have enable atmosphere, enable volumetric fog, and enable cloud toggles. Let me show you what some renders look like with and without atmosphere enabled, and what they look with and without volumetric fog enabled. Clouds are just clouds, so we're going to leave this off because we have some clouds in the sky map that I'm using. Volumetric fog is very interesting, which is great when you are rendering indoor scenes with light pouring in from a window, but it can easily be overdone if you have a large widescreen scene of, say, a landscape, as you can see in this render. Next, let's move on to the camera tab. If you know where your character is positioned, you can use the center your camera to character button, or you can use the mouse and drag the camera around. You can use the WASD keys to move within Chunky. There are also some defaults based off of the camera orientation, like east, west, up, down, south, and north. There's also some isometric views. Down at the bottom is what camera you will be choosing. Parallel creates a flat image. Pinhole is more of a camera-like image, and fisheye creates a fisheye image. By default, it is set to pinhole. You also have zoom, depth of field, and focal offset toggles. A tip that I like to use is to point your cursor at the thing you want to focus at, click the autofocus button, and then move your depth of field slider so that more things are in focus. Finally, this is the post-processing and advanced tabs. I'm actually really not going to get into these. Now that we have a scene that we like, let's go ahead and start a render. Now, before we do that, let's set the SPP target. It is recommended that you set this to something around 5,000 for an average-looking render. Or you can save the current frame that you're on if you like it. It's really important to note that if you accidentally move the camera or move somewhere in the scene, even just a little, you will start over from the very first frame and you will lose all of your data. Make sure that you click pause and then save current frame if you want to move the camera so that you don't lose any data. Also, sometimes when I'm working on lighting or trying to get a scene working just looking just right, you can tell based off of the first few frames how the image will look, even though it's really grainy. And I will start a render, play around with it, and use the settings while it's rendering to look at those first few grainy images. On the PC version of Chunky, there is an ETA, and normal renders can take easily an hour. Just as an example, remember the really, really grainy version of the torch that I showed you earlier? Well, I made a less grainy version. Unfortunately, it took me 11 hours to complete. So, set your render, walk away, and come back to a beautiful image. I hope that you have enjoyed this tutorial of Chunky. Go out there and make some amazing screenshots in your world. If you would like to subscribe to future episodes of OMG Craft so you don't miss a thing, head on over to youtube.com/OMGCraft and click the subscribe button, or search for OMG Craft in iTunes. Thank you everyone for watching this episode. I will see you next week.